Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Awesome. So it looks like we are live.
Yay.
Hey, everyone. If you are able to see this stream, let us know that you are here because we are streaming on multiple platforms today. In fact, tonight, but we are streaming on Facebook groups, our group platform. We're on our Facebook pages. We are on my personal profile. We are on YouTube as well. So let me know where you're watching the stream from, because I have an amazing guest and a co-host who I'm going to introduce to you in a bit, but we are planning a powerful and an amazing workshop for all of you, and we can't wait to get started. So once again, if you are able to see this stream, then make sure you add a comment below. Let us know you're here. Let us know, you know, so give us some energy, so that we can connect, because this is going to be an interactive session, which we are going to start in a moment. So the occasion for this this stream is that we, that is me and my co-host Angela, who I'm going to introduce in a bit, are introducing the Neville Goddard Advanced Manifestation and Breathwork Workshop. It's going to happen on October 18th at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. And it's going to be a 3.5-hour workshop. The link is below in case you don't have time and you want to check it out. But that's mysevenchakras.com/manifestation. Manifestation, mysevenchakras.com/manifestation. And Angela, it's wonderful to have you on our show and on the stream.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Great, great. Yeah. And so for people who maybe don't know you, tell them a little bit about you, maybe a little bit of your, about your background and how you can serve and how you support.
A little bit about me. Well, I'm also from Barbados, the same tiny island that Neville Goddard was from. And that's how I guess you could say, stumbled upon him, because I just happened to be scrolling YouTube one day and I saw his last name and I thought, wait, that's a Barbadian last name. You don't hear that. And so I pushed on the video and he was speaking and I was like, oh, he sounds like my granddaddy, because it's the same dialect, right? And so I started to review his stuff, and because I had been, you know, like following Esther Hicks and those kinds of people back in the day, like Dr. Bruce Lipton, you know. And so that's how I discovered Neville. And for me, what am I? I'm a practitioner of traditional Chinese medicine. And I guess I'm right where I'm supposed to be, because that's what triggered me to start even looking at things, because I found that Confucius, the philosophy was so ingrained in the practice itself of traditional Chinese medicine. Yes, you have meridians, but there's a specific way. And that's how I ended up all the way down this rabbit hole, because I found that they all use the laws of creation. So that's a little bit about me. And I'm a mom. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, nice. That is amazing. Yeah. It's fascinating how one thing leads to the other. And, you know, like you were on YouTube and you were obviously looking for something to, or some inspiration, and you come across Neville Goddard. His surname you know, resonates with you, and you find out that he is also from Barbados, and he keeps saying that. I remember even in his, some of his old streams, well, not streams, in some of his old video, he didn't do a live stream, but in some of his old videos, he keeps saying that I am from Barbados, I am from Barbados. And, you know, something fascinating about the, would you consider Barbados part of the West Indian Islands?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's part of the West Indies. Yes.
It's part of the West Indies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, but there's something fascinating about that region, you know, whether it's the weather and the islands and the mix of cultures and the food and the music and the dance. I haven't really been there, but I do want to, you know, go there someday. When was the last time you went there?
I was home in 2017.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the last time I was there. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. But it was just lovely. It's all of the above, actually, that make it so great. But I'm probably just biased because I think we're the best island, but that's just me again.
Yeah.
I'm just biased because I haven't been to any of the other Caribbean islands because we don't normally island hop, you know. I think this younger generation and maybe my sister, that time they do a lot of island hopping, but I never did any island hopping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then you come across Neville Goddard, and then what happens next? You read his books, you come across his stuff online, and what about his work catches your attention?
Well, I got his books. I got the complete reader. It had all of his books in it that he'd written.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started to read them all. Now I'm a narrator. That's one of my trades, I guess you could say. And so I tend to read out loud anyway, because it's how I understand when I read out loud. And so I thought, I should read this out loud and record it for other people, not just myself, because I like to go back and listen, because this is how I learn. So what resonated with me, not only was it the biblical scripture, because that's how I was raised as well, with the Bible, and seeing it from his perspective, the way he explained the Bible as being psychological as opposed to historical, right? So that resonated with me. But then I had also been reading the Emerald Tablets of Thoth the Atlantean, or Hermes Trismegistus. I'd been reading those. And then I was reading Neville. I was like, wait a minute. This is the laws of creation. This is the law. And so that's what really drew me in, to see how he explained the law. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So for somebody who's watching right now, let us know that you're here. Make sure you share the stream, because we are about to announce a very important announcement and a workshop that I'm sure that you are going to love, because I'm always looking for new and exciting people to collaborate with. And I've done at least four, maybe five workshops this year now with people in Ayurveda, in like method acting or voice dialogue, and also plan to do some workshops in Tantra, planning to do a workshop in Ayurveda, but more for, you know, like, what do you call that? Anti-aging and things like that. So a lot of really fascinating topics. And I thought that we need to speak about manifestation, but particularly the Neville Goddard way. And like we discussed before this, Angela, you know, one of the ways I got to know you was through your podcast itself, right? Because you say you narrate all his books and all his works, which I found really useful. And like we discussed, I feel that Neville Goddard's techniques and methods would be amplified if we are able to blend it with some breath work and music and mantra and guided intentions.
Yeah.
And that's how this collaboration came about, right?
Yeah, for sure. And he's just so, his work is just so, yes, they call him the greatest mystic. And when he speaks to you, he elevates you. He makes you, he's not going to water it down for you. You know, he speaks in such a way that it elevates you. You have to rise to what he's saying. And so I find that sometimes that can be a little bit challenging for people. And so this is why I do my best to explain what that process is that he's telling you to do. And the reason why he was so successful is because he grew up in church and he was always reading the Bible. He was always by himself. He was always thinking and communicating with himself. So he's much more advanced in that relationship with self than we are in this day and age, because we've got so many distractions, whereas he didn't. So, but his technique is to the point. He doesn't beat around the bush. If you practice, it'll succeed. That's what I like about his technique.
Yeah, very, very true. And his method of delivery was the workshop, right? He used to go to some place Friday or something like that. And he used to meet with people who used to come and used to deliver it in a workshop style. And I feel that was missing these days, because people only have access to his books. And a lot of his books are very, old, for at least 50 years now, right? And some of the audio also, it's a little bit broken. It's not proper. And so I felt that this workshop is a very opportune occasion where people cannot just come across his work through, your way of teaching and guidance, but they're also able to have a felt experience live on Zoom. And I felt that we need to keep in mind the accessibility, as people all around the world can join, and affordability, because we don't want to make it too expensive and restrict access to people who need it the most, right?
For sure,
Yeah. And I really like the way, like I said before, the way you teach, the way you guide and talk about the work of Neville Goddard when it comes to manifestation. And I'm sure that our attendees, who are always looking for different ways to manifest and seek out and relax. And so far, maybe they've come across some of the law of attraction, right? The secret type of teachings. But I feel that Neville Goddard's work is more authentic and more direct.
Right? Yes, it is. It is. And truthfully, all you have to do is apply it. But I you know what I've been finding, though, because I do get a lot of emails from people. Well, what about this? What about that? And I'm like, if you're going to focus on a technique, focus on a technique, as opposed to jumping around and say, "Ooh, I'll try this. Ooh, I'll try that." Because I think we're all looking for this magic bullet, this secret sauce kind of sort of thing, when in actuality, it is the work, right? It is the application, right? So if you apply what he's teaching you, you'll be successful at it. So you just stay the course. That's what I've really been noticing a lot lately, right? Because people don't understand that we are manifesting all day, every day. There's no break from manifestation. There is none. Whether you are in this body or your consciousness is elsewhere, manifestation happens, because it is part of the laws of creation.
We have somebody saying, "Hello, great to see you live. I follow the law of attraction." Now, this person is, it shows Facebook user, because they are watching this from our Facebook group. And for some reason, Facebook groups has this way of not revealing the name of the person. But if you say send permission or something like that, we should be able to see who you are. But let us know. Tell us what your name is in the comments so that I'm also able to see. But I know that you're from our Facebook group, which means you are a special attendee.
Oh. Right?
So Angela, why do you feel Neville Goddard's techniques and his approach is different? You sort of alluded to it a little bit. But for somebody who is maybe new to his work, why do you feel his work sort of stands out?
His work stands out because of who he is. As I mentioned before, he did spend a lot of time alone in meditation, just in contemplation. And so he was always in tune with that part that he calls I am, right? And so he had a relationship with his consciousness, because also what other people don't understand is what Neville understood was he was not his body. You're not your body. I'm not my body. We are the consciousness within our bodies. So you've got to develop a relationship between your consciousness and your body, right? And so that is what he has done. He, because he had so much time to practice, right? And so that's why he's so unique, because he lived the experience on a daily basis. And he can only teach you from where he was coming from. So this is why he uses a lot of scripture, you see. And a lot of people get lost in the scripture simply because of how we were raised, right? Well, this is what God said. And if you don't do it God's way.
Yeah.
But Neville is telling you that scripture is psychological in nature. It's an allegory. You learn. It's not a, this happened. You know, and in some aspects, yes, he's absolutely correct. And in other aspects, well, we'll leave that for another time. But for that, that's what it is. He had a really great connection with his higher self, his consciousness. That's why it was so, that's why his technique is so powerful.
Yeah. And because you say, you talk about the importance of the work, it almost feels like we need to make this a series. Rather than one workshop, and maybe we will. Action Tribe, if we feel that there's a lot of demand and people really enjoy this experience, we are definitely going to make this a series. But this is going to be the initial pivotal workshop to, you know, share with you these techniques and methods that have for at least, you know, 30 to 40 or 50 years been successful, and people all around the world have been doing it, except that you know, most of the people would appreciate some guidance and an experience rather than having to do everything themselves. And Terry Miller says, Action Tribe member. So it's Terry. Great to see you, Terry. I mean, we can't see you, but great to see that you are commenting, right?
Hello, Terry.
So maybe, Angela, if you can tell us, what are you going to share during this workshop? Give us a glimpse into your portion of the presentation.
Well, I'll share the technique. That Neville, it's the core technique. It branches off into some other things. Oh, there's a telephone technique. There's the what if. There's the isn't it wonderful. But it's all the same core thing, meaning each person has their own skills, right? And so like when you mentioned perhaps this should be a series, and it is true because not a lot of people understand what their skills are. Perhaps you're more audio driven. So you hear. So then you apply the telephone technique because you hear somebody saying something to you. What if you're really good at visualization, right? Then you would see. What if you're good at feeling emotion, right? Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter which sense you're going to use. Eyes, ears, nose, mouth, touch. It doesn't matter which one you're going to use because the technique is exactly the same. It is all a matter of how you funnel the technique through who you are. That's the core, but a lot of people don't necessarily know who they are or how they interpret and understand information. So that's part of, I'm sure you'll get questions on it in the workshop, but then for a part two, like teaching people, you know, well, how do you do it? Like, what's your personality like? You've got to bring you to the table to interpret Neville's information. And apply it. So yeah, that's what I'll be teaching there.
Great. And you know, the good thing about the technique is that these are not super complex. And like Angela alluded to, there are these techniques, but you need to know which one works best for you based on, you know, where you're at and the life experiences that you had and your strengths particularly. And it'll be interesting because we'll be in a live setting and some people might be more auditory. Some people might be able to visualize something. Some people might be able to sense it. And it's good to see how different people respond and how people find their own version of the technique for themselves. So that's going to happen because it's a live workshop. And so, Angela, who is this workshop for? And after that, if you can tell us, what do people get wrong about manifestation?
Well, this workshop is for anyone really who's been seeking to become more of a conscious creator. They're not just going along willy-nilly and just life happening to them. So they want to make life happen instead of react to life happening, right? This is for those kinds of people, whether you've been on this path for a long time, because I do know some people who've been practicing Neville for over 40 years.
Yeah.
Right. And so they have their own personalities and their own way of doing things. So if you're a beginner, if you're an intermediate, even if you are a pro at it, I find that even as pros, we learn, right? We learn, and that's what we do. We're the original AI. We learn and we adapt, mm-hmm. right? And what was the other part of the question?
Well, the other part was, what are some myths or misconceptions or things that people get wrong when it comes to manifestation?
Well, I like to make it a little bit easier. I wouldn't say there's a right or a wrong. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that, because if you say you're doing it wrong, then that brings on its own punishment sometimes, and you second guess yourself.
Yeah.
So what I find that people need to actually understand how manifestation works. Like, there's Dr. Joe Dispenza. He tells you about the quantum field, but for mm-hmm. some people, that's so big to grasp, right? So how I do it is, I have this keen ability to explain how things work in an easy to understand way. So even if you go back and you listen to Dr. Joe or Dr. Bruce, you're going to understand quantum just mm-hmm. because of the way I break it down for you. Not because that's my superpower, but that's my skill that I have developed over my few decades of life. that's my skill, because I had to develop that skill, right? Mm-hmm. That was when I was growing up in church. I could sing and lead worship before I could read. So I had to learn how to engage a congregation, read the congregation. But then when I spoke scripture, I had to explain scripture, and I'm a child and these are grown-ups. So I mm-hmm. had to learn how to explain something to anybody in a way that each individual would understand. And that mm-hmm. was years. And so that's a skill that I know I put my work and effort into. And it wasn't something that I knew that it was a skill. I mm-hmm. understood it was a skill based on who I am when I was applying Neville Goddard. So that's why it's important to understand who you are and what you bring to the technique.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Very, very true. So Action Tribe, this, as you might see, is a 3.5 hour workshop. And the first portion, we'll first be doing an intro, which will be about 20, 25 minutes, getting to know all the attendees. Typically these workshops are attended by about 30 to 40, maybe more live attendees. So getting to know everybody, intros, right? Because the intention is the most important. So I sort of set the stage and mm-hmm. let people know what they can expect. So that takes about 20, 25 minutes. After that, Angela will start her presentation or her sharing about Neville Goddard's methods and techniques and training. And also, in her wonderful way, she's going to explain it so that you're able to understand and absorb and find out what works for you, right? Yeah. So that's sort of the foundation which is going to happen. And that will take about an hour, 15 minutes. After that, we take a small bio break. And after that, once you have the foundations and you sort of know, maybe you already created your ideal state or your image in terms of what you want to manifest.
Yeah.
Right. That's when I will be doing the breathwork journey. And for those of you who are new to breathwork, I'll be doing an intro to breathwork, talking about the origins of breathwork, as well as why you need to pay more attention to breathwork and how it can help. But also, I'll be guiding you through certain techniques that we are going to be using during this this journey, this breathwork journey, what to expect from a session, because, you know, sometimes people go all in with breathwork. And yeah. when you breathe in a certain way, when you move, and when you chant certain mantras, things happen, right? Energy moves.
Yeah.
E is equal to MC squared. So energy moves, and, you know, you have an emotional outpour sometimes. Maybe you have, you know, multiple thoughts running through your mind. But that is only part of the experience, and you need to know what you're getting into. So I talk about the contraindications and what to expect. Then we do some intention setting for a beautiful emotional release. Then we do some shaking, which is the active part of the meditation. It's a lot of fun because I've got some amazing brainwave audio that'll help you.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Integrate both parts of your brain, but also have a lot of fun. And you start sweating and you move your chi, your prana, your life force energy. And by the time you finish that, you're breathing heavily, you're feeling great, you're sweating a bit. And then we start the breath work journey. We're going to do 3 rounds of this soothing, relaxing, energized breath work, which people tend to like, people really enjoy, irrespective of whether you're beginner or maybe you're intermediate, because I tell you the context, right? You don't need to push yourself too much beyond your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. Listen to your intuition and enjoy the journey, enjoy the ride. And for those of you who are new to breathwork, what are the benefits? Why should I be interested? Well, the benefits of breathwork are reduced blood pressure and heart rate, lower cortisol and adrenaline levels. You don't have to be jacked up all the time with your foot against the pedal of your body, the accelerator. So you enjoy these elevated levels of serotonin. Serotonin is a chemical which helps you feel more connected with the world around you, with the plants, with the trees, with the earth, with the sky, with the universe. And you feel that, you know what? You're not the only person who's going through this tough, difficult journey. You feel that sense of connection. Improved blood circulation, boosted immunity. We'll be creating, inducing in everybody what is called intermittent hypoxia, which basically means that the oxygen that you breathe in can go effectively into your mitochondria where the energy is created. Ah. So you're not just breathing oxygen, but you're creating wonderful energy. And you'll be creating nasal nitric oxide. Now, nasal nitric oxide helps you improve your immune function because it kills the bacteria and the virus. We don't like virus, especially because of what we've come across last 2 years. But through this breath work, you're able to boost your immunity. And ultimately, and I think what makes most sense for our workshop is that our attendees will be able to effectively change their emotional state and feel more aligned and more connected with what they want to attract in their lives. And with your guidance and with what you shared before, I think this makes for a wonderful combination for manifestation.
And you know, you're right, because Neville, he always tells you to get into the state akin to sleep. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, if they apply the breath work, they'll be able to access that state at any given time. It really is a self-hypnosis. And of course, Hollywood has done a great job of telling us what hypnosis isn't, you know,
right.
Quack, quack like a duck. And that's what people think hypnosis is, but it is not. It is a super state of awareness where you can program the subconscious mind to do what you want it to do. Mm-hmm. And so practicing the breathwork technique that you're going to teach helps them to now get their bodies into that state. Mm-hmm. So that their consciousness can now say, okay, here's the suggestion that we want. This is the manifestation that we want. And that's a brilliant combination. Like, I'm so looking forward to it, because I think it's missing for a lot of people, you know? And I know originally you had asked me, well, what do they get wrong? And it, like I said, it's not that they get it wrong. It's that they don't have the knowledge. Right? To better apply it to the situation for maximum result. And these are the two components right here. Breath is really important.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. And the fact that we are going to do it in the evening, especially if you're out in the East, means that you're going to have this experience and then you're going to go to sleep.
Yes.
And when is the best time to manifest? In a state akin to sleep.
That's correct. The state akin to sleep. Yeah. Best time. So it's quite effective, actually. Quite effective.
So somebody says, I also think on breathing while doing Tai Chi.
Yes.
And do you do Tai Chi? Because you do traditional Qigong. Chinese medicine. Qigong, right? Yeah.
Qigong, yeah.
I love Qigong.
I know.
I really enjoy Qigong, you know. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we do some Qigong. I love Falun Gong, so some of those moves, but I love Qigong as well. And I think they're all from the same family.
Yes.
But to your point, whoever commented, and let me know, is it still Terry who's commenting? Because we're not able to see it from here. Let me know who is commenting. Yeah, Qigong is really fascinating. And I plan to include Qigong as well in the future when we have more of our workshops or maybe collaborate with somebody who is more deeper into Qigong and Tai Chi, because I do feel that breathwork goes well. I mean, Qigong is breathwork, right?
But that's the natural progression. If you are teaching breathwork, then all of a sudden you are compelled while you're breathing to move the body because you feel the actual chi in your body. And then you have no choice but to move the body because when you move the body, you're moving the chi within the body. So it is a natural state of progression with the breathwork. And like you say, it is breathwork, but they started out with breathwork and then the movement.
Yeah.
Right. Because in order for you to do the movement, you have to feel what you're moving.
You have to. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also it's like when you're moving your body and when you're breathing in a certain way and when you're focused on your breathing, guess what? You can't think about your problems, right? Huh. You can't think about what's going to happen tomorrow or what happened. You're just focused on getting the movements right. And one of my Tai Chi teachers told me that when you're doing Tai Chi or when you're doing Qigong, you need to imagine that you're at the bottom of the ocean. You're like a sea anemone, right? Just floating about.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about Qigong that I like is you're not putting too much of effort. You're, in fact, allowing the force of the universe to work through you so that that's even more strong, right? Compared to you trying to influence everything.
And that's the key words here. Allow. And being effortless.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the thing with people, they don't understand that we do this all day every day. Mm-hmm. We manifest all day every day. And there's not a lot of effort in it. Right? Mm-hmm. So that's the beauty of what you do. Like it really is. You know, and it was nice because I was also looking for and again, if you know the laws of creation, what you people say, what you're looking for is looking for you. That is the law of cause and effect.
Yeah.
So for me, I was seeking, I need to implement something here. And I knew it had to be the breath because it's how you quiet the body. Mm-hmm. And that's when I found you. Yeah. So, you know, no coincidences.
I think what the attendees don't get is this. I'm not doing it mainly for them. I'm doing it for myself.
Yes. You know? Yes.
And so even if it's just me and you and we're sharing, right, I'm sharing the breathwork and I'm learning from you about Neville Goddard, it's going to be great. But the bonus is we're going to have a lot of people who are interested, especially Lena Simmons. She says, I like using wave hands like clouds using breath with breathwork. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Action Tribe, more details, it's happening on October 18th starting at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's a three and a half hour workshop, but according to the principles of relativity, when you enjoy doing something, those three and a half hours will feel like 35 minutes It's going to be very, very fun, very powerful. It's going to be a lot of interaction. The link you need is my7chakras.com/manifestation. When you go onto the order page, you'll notice that the price for this workshop is $40. But worry not, because we are providing you a promo code, which is called manifest1111. All right. And if you apply this manifest1111 code, then automatically magic, it's going to reduce from $40 to $29.
Nice.
And you, as one of our early bird attendees, will get to partake at a more affordable price. Does that make sense? So that is the promo that we have, this 3.5 hour workshop. I am super excited for this collaboration.
Same.
And we do have some, enough time to let our attendees think about whether this makes sense for them, whether they are able to you know, book some time on their schedule, mm-hmm. and whether they are able to, you know, set aside some thinking space for our workshop. Any other thing that you wanted to share, Angela, in terms of people, what they need to keep in mind, what they need to bring or not bring?
Just bring your openness and your curiosity mm-hmm. to learn and experience something. That's really and truly what it is. Mm-hmm. Be just eager about it. Just come and enjoy yourself. Like I am truly looking forward to it, because like you had mentioned, even if it's just you and me, and this is true, because I didn't narrate the books for other people.
Right.
I narrated them because once I put the book down, I don't necessarily like to go back to the book and pick it up again, but mm-hmm. I like to listen to the book. And a girlfriend said to me, well, why don't you post it? And I was like, sure, why not?
Yeah.
So everybody gets the benefit from what I like to do, which is narrate. So it makes sense. You just come out and learn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And some homework for people who are, you know, going to attend, right? Sometimes people book their ticket for October 18th, but they don't know what to do from now and then.
Yeah.
Check out Angela's podcast. Check out some of the works of Neville Goddard. Like, get yourself acquainted with some of the techniques, right? Living in the end, and what is the other technique? Live in the end.
There's the Isn't It Wonderful? There's a telephone technique.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just get yourself acquainted with the techniques, get a feel for what you're going to get into. And once you sign up, as we come closer to the date, I will also share, you know, certain things that, you know, you need to bring. Mm-hmm. You know, simple things like getting a journal, meditation cushion, eye mask, crystals, bottle of water. You know, we all know that this is not your first rodeo.
Yeah. You know, if you can tell them the name of my YouTube channel, it's Positively Angela, because I have everything in playlist now. I'm still going through his lectures, but all his books are narrated. But he's got over 300 lectures, so I'm making my way through them for people. And then I've also been incorporating his student buddy, which is Joseph Murphy, because they had the same teacher with Abdullah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. But it's very interesting to see the differences between the two. Because Joseph Murphy, he was a chemist. So mm-hmm. for him, he needed to understand the process. Because when a pharmacist, when he's putting drugs together, he needed to understand what made these things work. And mm-hmm. this is how he taught what he learned from Abdullah. So this is, so I'm incorporating that too, because they're both the same thing. They all have the law running through them, right? And so it's incredible once you start, and you start seeing the evidence mm-hmm. of your quote unquote work that you're putting in, right?
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Action Tribe, if you till then have any questions, then you can always reach out to me. My email is aj@my7chakras.com. Sometimes people have this question, will there be a replay in case I can't make it live? Mm. And the answer is yes, we are going to upload a replay for you to watch later on. It's going to happen on Zoom. And so if you do have any questions, please reach out. But I hope you enjoyed this this chat, everybody. It was great to chat with Angela and sort of talk about our upcoming workshop. And I hope to see you in the end.
Yes, indeed. I look forward to seeing you all there.
Take care.
Yes. Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.